You may find it useful to take some time and make some notes on your experience of this visualization. And here are three questions that you can consider. How did you experience the section of this visualization on forgiving the other person? And how did you experience the section of this visualization on the other person forgiving you? And lastly, how did you experience the section of the visualization on forgiving yourself? So this is a tool that you can use on your own, and using it, you can expand your experience of yourself as a forgiving person. And your guide now invokes a beautiful beam of light to encircle you. Breathe in the light and feel yourself filled and warmed, blessed by the loving grace of this light. Feel yourself beginning to move up this ray of light, higher and higher, gently lifted up right into the core of the light. And pause here for a moment and allow yourself to be renewed in the light. See yourself as strong, loving, and connected in the light. You have returned to the source of love. Breathe in the light and feel yourself welcomed and nourished by the light. Yes, there may still be patterns that show up in your life, and parts of your past you wish to forgive, but you are not your past. Experience yourself welcomed and cared for here in the light's presence. And your guide escorts you now through an arc of light into your lovely sanctuary. Look around and take in the awesome beauty of this special place. Look around your sanctuary and take in some of the detail of this peaceful mind space, the terrain, the plant life, the sky. You can smell the freshness of the air that surrounds you. Feel the warmth. And now allow yourself to find a particularly tranquil place in your sanctuary, some place that just calls you to sit and be at peace. And experience the calm that's here for you. Now call into your sanctuary the person you need to forgive. Bring some image of this person into your mind. And along with that image, gently allow a feeling and a sense of this person to come to your mind. See this person in your sanctuary, and just for this moment, invite this person into your heart. And as you do this, notice whatever fear or anger or any other feelings may come up to limit or maybe even deny the experience of letting this person into your heart. Are there any judgments? Perhaps there are some other patterns coming up. Just be gentle with yourself, no force. This is just an experiment in truth which allows you to invite this person in. And having done that, silently in your heart, say to this person, "I forgive you." Take a breath now, recenter yourself. Connect to a sense of being present and say, "I forgive you for whatever pain you may have caused me in the past. Forgive you for whatever pain you may have caused me in the past, intentionally or unintentionally, through your words, through your thoughts or actions. However you may have caused me pain in the past, I forgive you." and just feel for even one moment the spaciousness of relating to that person with the possibility of forgiveness just for this moment. This isn't rewriting your past. It's not necessarily changing your future relationship with this person. He or she may not have changed at all. But you have chosen to enter this work of forgiving. So for now, notice any shift in your sense of yourself. Forgiveness is a letting go for yourself as well as for the other. Just let go of those walls, those curtains of resentment or fear, so that your heart may be free, so that your life may be lighter. And again, speaking to the person, say, "I forgive you for whatever you may have done intentionally or unintentionally that caused me pain, through your actions, your words, even through your thoughts, through whatever you did, through whatever you didn't do. However that hurt came to me through you, I now forgive you." It's painful to choose to put someone out of your heart, so let go of the pain and let them be touched, for this moment at least, with the warmth of your forgiveness. And just say again, "I forgive you. I forgive you." Now allow that person just to be there in this stillness, in the warmth and the patience of your heart. Let them be forgiven. And let the distance between you dissolve in mercy and compassion. And take a moment now to say whatever else you need to say as you let go of the negative aspects of your past together. And once again, put your attention on yourself. Notice what has shifted for you. And now, having finished so much old business dissolved in forgiveness, allow yourself to become aware of this person's spiritual self, serene, compassionate, loving, and aware of the ways the two of you have related in the past. And ask this person's spiritual self, "What's the most compassionate thing I can do for you now?" And listen and receive. Be open to acknowledging this person's spirit and hearing its response. There's no requirement even for you to act on its answer. Just be open and hear. And from this space, allow this being to go on their way, not pushing or pulling them from your heart, but simply letting them be on their own way, touched by a blessing and the possibility of forgiveness. In giving yourself whatever time necessary, have your guide gently escort the other person to their own place of being. And now look around your sanctuary and notice the beauty of your sacred space. Notice if your experience of it deepens or is enhanced, having freed your consciousness from the weight of that past offense. Now reconnect with your guide and observe your guide's demeanor and listen for any message your guide has for you in this moment. Receive your guide's loving attention and its counsel. and experience once again the light all around you and warming you. Breathe in and allow yourself to be refreshed and warmed by the light. You are in your sanctuary and you are safe. Gently bring to your mind and into your heart the image of someone who has some resentment for you, someone whose heart may be closed to you. And as you do that, notice if any limits come up in you which block their entrance into your heart. Identify judgments or any other patterns that come up and allow that hardness to soften. Let it float away. You don't need those patterns to keep you safe. And now invite this person into your heart. Say the person's name and say, "I ask your forgiveness. I ask your forgiveness. I ask to be let back into your heart, that you forgive me for whatever I may have done in the past that caused you pain, intentionally or unintentionally, through my words, my actions, even through my own thoughts. However I may have hurt or injured you, whatever confusion, whatever fear I caused you, however I may have let you down by not acting, I ask your forgiveness." Now let yourself be touched by their forgiveness. Allow yourself to be forgiven. Allow yourself back into their heart. Have mercy on yourself. Have mercy on them and allow them to forgive you. Feel their forgiveness touch you. Receive it. Draw it into your heart. And now silently in your heart, say to this person again, "I ask your forgiveness for however I may have caused you pain in the past, through my anger or neglect, through my lusts, my fear, my ignorance, my blindness, my doubt, or my confusion. However I may have caused you pain, I ask your forgiveness." Allow yourself to be forgiven. Let it be. And notice if any patterns are coming up inside of you. If some part of you attempts to block forgiveness with indictments or judgments or recrimination or skepticism, just be gentle with yourself. See how those patterns can make it difficult for you to forgive yourself or allow others to forgive you. Let this unkind mind be touched by the warmth and the patience of forgiveness. Allow yourself to touch the other person's heart so that you may receive forgiveness, so that you may feel whole again. Let it be so. Feel that forgiveness now as it touches you. If your mind pulls back or thinks you deserve to suffer, if any other patterns come up, come back to center and sink into the warmth of your own heart. Allow yourself to be touched by the possibility of forgiveness. Let it be so. Allow yourself to become aware of this person's spiritual self, serene, compassionate, loving, and aware of the ways the two of you have related in the past, and ask the spiritual self of this person, "What's the most compassionate thing I can do for you?" And just listen and receive. Be open to acknowledging this person's spirit and hearing its response. There is no requirement for you to act on this answer. Just be open and hear. And then you can choose. And now gently say goodbye to this person. Give them a blessing. Let them return to their own place of being, having for a moment shared the connection that comes through forgiving. And now, gently turn inward to yourself, into your own heart, and say to yourself, I forgive myself, I forgive me. It's so painful to put ourselves out of our own hearts, to say, I forgive you, to yourself. Calling out to yourself in your heart, using your own first name, say, I forgive you, to you. If the intellect interrupts with hard thoughts, such as it's self-indulgent to forgive oneself, if it judges, if it touches you with anger and unkindness, or if the emotional self feels unworthy of being self-forgiving, notice this hardness and let that edge soften. Let it be touched by forgiveness. Allow yourself back into your own heart. Allow yourself to be forgiven. In doing this, you let the world and possibility back into your heart. Allow yourself to be forgiven. And breathe and allow this forgiveness to fill your whole body. Feel the warmth and the care that results from wishing yourself to be well. Allow yourself to be bathed by mercy and kindness. Let yourself be loved. And see your forgiveness forever awaiting your return to your own heart. And become aware of your own spiritual self, serene, compassionate, loving, and aware of the ways that you've related in the past to yourself and others. And ask your spiritual self to tell you, what's the most compassionate thing I can do for me? Listen and receive. Be open and hear its response. Embrace yourself with forgiveness. Now it's up to you just to allow it in. Let yourself be loved. And now begin to share this miracle of forgiveness, of mercy and awareness. Allow it to extend out of you to all the people around you in your life. Let all of them be touched by the power of forgiveness. All of those beings who have also known such pain, who have so often put themselves and others out of their own hearts, and who've so often felt isolated or lost. Touch them with this forgiveness extending out from you, with your mercy and loving kindness, that they too may be healed just as you wish to be. experience your light and love extending out from you and blessing others. And feel the unity in this, the unity that we all share, all needing forgiveness. And in this moment, all filled with forgiveness, so that we all might be whole. And take in a deep breath, breathing into your center. And get a sense of that still place inside you, staying present to the light within you. And gently allow your eyes to open.